It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine day, the 29th day of June, the 180th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar? Well, I do hope so. Today is the birthday of Emperor Go-Mizunoo, who was the 108th Emperor of Japan. Emperor Go-Mizunoo was born on this day in 1596. He ascended to the Chrysanthemum Throne, as the imperial throne is called, in 1611, and he ruled until 1629, when he abdicated and his daughter became empress. Daughter? I thought women were forbidden the throne in Japan. So off I went to find out. I should have been a detective. Here's what I discovered. Women could rule until 1889, which is when Japan's Imperial Household Agency fixed the succession on male descendants of the imperial line and specifically excluded female descendants from the succession. Before, males, of course, were preferred, but there were women empresses, 9 of them to be exact. And today's birthday boy, Emperor Go-Mizunoo, his daughter Okiko, was one of them. She became the Empress Meisho, the 109th imperial ruler of Japan, and her reign lasted from 1629 to 1643. Empress Meisho was the 7th of 8 women to become a reigning empress. There was only one woman who came after her, Empress Go-Sakuramachi, who reigned from 1762 until she abdicated in 1771. There's a new emperor of Japan, brand new, Naruhito, who became emperor just 1 month ago on the 1st of May, following the abdication of his father, Akihito. The Imperial House of Japan is the oldest continuing monarchical house in the world, and the Emperor of Japan is the only head of state in the world with the English title of Emperor. According to traditional accounts, the dynasty was founded in 660 BC by Emperor Jimmu, who was said to be a direct descendant of the sun goddess Amater Asu. Feel better with that little bit of knowledge? I know I do. Thank you. as order in the universe. That was the Saraband from Bach's French Suite No. 5, played by the Japanese pianist Mitsuko Uchida. Hungry? Hope so. Because it's time for the main course, the quiz. On the 1st of June, I asked you a question about the Europeans, as we call them here. The Europeans are the elections held every 5 years across the member states of the European Union, where we choose our country representatives for the 751-member European Parliament. The elections were held at the end of May, and I asked you to write in with the results of the French vote. You were to tell me the names of the three top parties, as well as French voter turnout for both this election and the last Europeans in 2014. The answers are the National Rally Party, which is the former National Front Party, won 23.31%. The Renaissance Coalition, which includes Macron's Republic on the Move party, won 22.41%, and the EELV, the Green Party, scored 13.47%. Voter turnout? It was up from the last round of Europeans. This year's was at 50.12%. It was only 42.43% in 2014. The winners of this week's quiz are... single winner this week is an RFI Listeners Club member. There's Hans Werner Lolicka from Hedehusen, Denmark, John Taylor from Kumasi, Ghana, and Muhammad Nasir from Katsina State in Nigeria. From Kolkat in West Bengal, India, there's Samir Mukhopadhyay, who wrote that the question sent him back in time to his college years in the 80s. Samir wrote, "Thank you, Susan, for giving me the opportunity to go back to my international relations class notes from my college years, where I first learned about the European Union. As I was looking, I saw in the mirror of my mind my classmates and my favorite professor, Dr. Ajit Kumar Raha, who left us in 2010. I remembered those sweet days with my tearful eyes. The mind is really faster than light." Oh, Samir, I know what you mean. I loved college, too, and I miss my favorite professor, Brother Edmund Hunt, to this day. How fortunate we are we got to go to university, live the life of the mind for a few years, and have our lives touched by such special people. Such a noble profession, teaching. Blessings upon all good and devoted teachers. The final winner of this week's quiz is Alan Holder from the Isle of Wight. When Alan wrote in with his answer, it was the eve of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Alan wrote, "I've just finished watching the special ceremony on TV from nearby Portsmouth. It was great to see so many of the veterans are still growing strong in spite of being in their 90s. I know, Alan, wasn't it? I was at the 65th anniversary at Normandy for RFI, and I talked with some great men and women all the time holding back tears. And I got to see my beloved president, Mr. Barack Obama. Those ceremonies are so bittersweet. There's joy to meet those brave men and women, and incredible sadness for those we cannot meet who left us at such young ages." On to music. Alan Holder wrote, "In this house we have always enjoyed mostly classical music, including Hungarian composers such as Liszt. But my favorite music is Viennese, especially the operettas written by the Austro-Hungarians Lehár and Kálmán. Quite wonderful. I cannot get enough of it." I love Viennese operettas too, and I've got a nice dessert for you at the end of the show, so stay tuned. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Woohoo! Big news out of Turkey this week. The citizens of Istanbul went to the polls on Sunday to elect their mayor. It was a recall election. 2 months ago, the ruling party, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's AKP party, forced the cancellation of the same vote after the AKP candidate lost the election. The AKP alleged voting irregularities. So back to the polls went the Istanbulites on Sunday, and there's your question. Who won? What's the name of his party? And why is this so important? Again, send me the name of the mayor-elect of Istanbul, the name of his party, and why his election is important. You have until the 26th of August to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 31st of August to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
নমস্কার বন্ধুরা, আমি পৃথ্বীরাজ আর আপনারা শুনছেন রেডিও ফ্রান্স ইন্টারন্যাশনালের দ্য সাউন্ড কিচেন। আর আজকে রাখছেন আমার দিদি সুজেন ওন্সবি।
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rome, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. A brief reminder before I go, we have a special phone number you can call to leave a message. It's hooked up to our sound editor so we can put you straight on the air. Call +331 84 22 95 82 and leave a message. Just say hello, give your name and your country, and say something short like, I love RFI English, because of course you do. Got your pen? The number again is +331 84 22 95 82. I'll play you out with a piece of music for one of today's quiz winners, Alan Holder from the Isle of Wight. He wrote and said he cannot get enough of the Hungarian Viennese operettas, so this is for you, Alan. Everyone, this is from a really famous operetta called The Merry Widow by the Austro-Hungarian composer Franz Lehár. It's a charming bit of whipped cream, this operetta, and I'll play for you Lippen schweigen. Lips are silent. I think you'll be able to figure it out. This is a love duet. The singers are Diana Damrul and Jonas Kaufmann, who, by the way, is listener Helmut Matt's favorite contemporary tenor, so we have two happy listeners with this one piece. Although I do hope this makes more than two of you happy. What do you think? I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Thank you. Sister Boy, Sister Boy.